Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After reaching Satyalok, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that of the gross body. And one after another, he gradually attains stages of existence from earthly to watery, fiery, glowing, and airy, until he reaches the ethereal stage. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka by dint of spiritual perfection and practice is qualified to attain three different types of perfection. One who has attained a specific planet by dint of pious activities attains places in terms of his comparative pious activities. One who has attained the place by dint of Virat or Hiranyagarbha worship is liberated along with the liberation of Brahma. But one who attains the place by dint of devotional service is specifically mentioned here in relation to how he can penetrate into the different coverings of the universe and thus ultimately disclose his spiritual identity in the absolute atmosphere of supreme existence. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, all the universes are clustered together up and down, and each and every one of them is separately sevenfold covered. The watery portion is beyond the sevenfold coverings, and each covering is 10 times more expansive than the previous covering. The personality of Godhead, who creates all such universes by his breathing period, lies above the cluster of the universes. The water of the causal ocean is differently situated than the covering water of the universe. The water that serves as covering for the universe is material, whereas the water of the causal ocean is spiritual. As such, the watery covering mentioned herein is considered to be the false egoistic covering of all living entities. And the gradual process of liberation from the material coverings one after another, as mentioned herein, is the gradual process of being liberated from false egoistic conceptions of the material gross body. And then being absorbed in the identification of the subtle body till the attainment of the pure spiritual body is in the absolute realm of the kingdom of God. Srila Sridhar Swami confirms that a part of the material nature, after being initiated by the Lord, is known as the Mahatattva. A fractional portion of the Mahatattva is called the false ego. A portion of the ego is the vibration of sound, and portion of the sound is atmospheric air. A portion of the airy atmosphere is turned into forms, and the forms constitute the power of electricity or heat. Heat produces the smell of the aroma of the earth, and the gross earth is produced by such aroma. And all these combined together constitute the cosmic phenomenon. The extent of the cosmic phenomenon is calculated to be diametrically, both ways, 4 billion miles. Then the coverings of the universe begin. The first stratum of the covering is calculated to extend 80 million miles. And the subsequent coverings of the universe are respectively of fire, effulgence, air, and ether, one after another, is each extending 10 times further than the previous. The fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each one of them and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is of the one and same spiritual identity. Then the devotee enters one of the Vaikuntha planets, where he assumes exactly the same form as the Lord and engages in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of devotional life. Beyond this, there is nothing to be desired or achieved by the perfect yogi. Om Jnanantimirandasya Jnanjnanashalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Bhagaratam Sakana Raghunathanam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishankan Vitam Stavsna He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Pyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very long purport and very scientific purport, and it's very complicated. But anyway, I'll try and make some sense with your blessings. All of you are senior to me and more knowledgeable than I am. So I seek your blessings before I can speak any words. Please, one chakal patari vishya kripasam bhai vachal patrita nam pavani vishya namo namaha. So, with your blessings, I think we should go back to the basics. And I wanted to read the Bhagavad Gita because that will give us the foundation of this verse. And it is it's in the 7th chapter. Anyway. 7th chapter, Knowledge of the Absolute. And verse number 4. So, Bhumir Apo Nalo Vayu Kham Mano Budhir Evacha Ahankara Ityam Me Bina Prakriti Astada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind and intelligence and false ego, all together these 8 constitute my separated material energies. So if we learn, you know, that there's earth, water, fire, ether, I mentioned in this particular verse, today's verse 28 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2. The science of God analyzes the constitutional position of God and his diverse energies. Krishna consciousness is a science. People, scientists don't believe in God, most of them. So that's why we have to emphasize the importance that this is science of self-realization. And there's a book by Srila Prabhupada, Science of Self-Realization. So this is a science. And who is it? Lal Govinda, His Grace Lal Govinda Prabhu, disciple of His Holiness, Radha Govinda Maharaj. He explains this whole text 28 in a very nice illustrative way. So if you get a chance, it is... I heard it in Hindi, but I think there could be, you know, translation in English. But the pictorial representation of these 7 different stages, it's so nicely presented. It's very complex, but he has presented it in a very nice manner. So if you get a chance, You can go on the YouTube and I'm not sure the which particular episode it is, but I can forward to anybody who wants later on. But there it's, you know, it's a proper description. For example, say Jambudvip. The person who is in charge of Jambudvip, he gets married and he has seven sons. And those seven sons are then in charge of seven parts of Jambudvip. And then the next level, and then the next level. And somehow or other this figure seven comes up. There's always seven children looking after the next planet and next planet. And in between the two planets, there is first one is sea, salt ocean, and then another ocean, then liquor ocean, you know, wine, and then ghee, and then honey, and then there's water. But that water is special, as it was just said in the earlier purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, falls covering all, the water of the causal ocean is different than the covering of the universe. Yeah. So one is spiritual and one is material. The water that serves as covering for the universe is material, whereas the water of the causal ocean is spiritual. So this is a very important point. So we move on to Bhagavad Gita. For material creation, Lord Krishna's plenary expansion assumes three Vishnus. First one is Mahavishnu. Creates the total material energy known as the Mahatattva. The second, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, enters all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third, Shirodaksha Vishnu, is diffused as the all-pervading super soul in all the universes and is known as Paramatma. He is present even within the atoms. Anyone who knows these three Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. So it carries on, but this is the main point, that the Paramatma manifestation is not eternal in the spiritual world. Therefore, the factual absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the complete energetic person and he possesses different, separated and internal energies. So, you know, Prabhupada gives an example of Bhagwan and then Paramatma and then Brahman. So, Brahman is just the effulgence, like sun rays, you know, you can say is the rays of the sun. Then you can go near the sun planet and that is the Paramatma feature. And then the actual sun planet, the person sun planet, Vivashvan, the person, he's got a name, Vivashvan. Now, he's a person, and that is referred to as Bhagavan, you know, our Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, as devotees of ISKCON, we just believe in the process of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada has actually set up the whole wonderful system of temples, farm communities. Even if you want to eat outside, there are restaurants. Go in those restaurants. We should include home restaurant now. But anyway, so the facility is there for people to associate, devoted to associate, and progress in spiritual life. Now, the other point today, there's so much to discuss. There's also, if we have time, I think I'll talk about disappearance of Kaliya Krishna Das at about 8:15. That's quite interesting. But before that, we'll go into this scientific topic. And there are two points I want to discuss. One will be about journey or adventures of Gop Kumar. So remind me if I forget Gop Kumar. But I'll come back to that. First, we'll discuss a little bit about these signs. So, from verses 15 to 21, we've actually Srila Prabhupada has described direct liberation. Sukadeva Goswami now describes, because I've started on 28. Sukadeva Goswami now describes the path of Virat Rupa, meditator, which gives gradual liberation. And that is called Krama Mukti. So this 28th, you know, the devotee is specifically able to go fearlessly by the subtle body from one to another. He gradually, crosses this earthly to watery to fiery to glowing, airy, and then last stage is ether. Sorry. Okay. So here, we see that first stop, according to this yoga process, is Vaishvanara Loka. So that's the planet of the deity of fire. And the yogi's state is cleansed of all desires. That's the state he achieves. The second stop is Shishumara, constellation. That's the navel of the Vishnu, pivot for the turning of the universe. That's the description of the loka there, Shishumara. And it relates to Lord Hari. The third stop is Maharloka, purified sages like Bhrigu, who live for Mahakalpa, reside there. And the yogi state is he sees the three worlds burning in the fire from the mouth of Ananta at the end of Brahma's life. And the fourth stop is Brahmaloka, or is also called Satyaloka. No lamentation there, no old age, no death, no fear. And then there's except, but I've learned just recently, in Brahmaloka and Satyaloka, they have compassion for the living entities who are conditioned. And actually, this is the month, especially this is the month, for all ISKCON devotees all around the world to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and distribute his mercy, actually. And we are very fortunate that we are all taking part, maybe some taking bigger part, some taking small part, but we are all taking some part in Srila Prabhupada's mission. So there feels, here, yogi state, he feels compassion for the suffering non-devotees. So, you know, by giving a book, Srila Prabhupada's book, we are actually being compassionate. We are trying to give that mercy. And Akhandadi Prabhu here ages ago, he said, it's just amazing. You know, normally Amazon or other warehouses, they'll have stock. But when they sell out, like Black Friday or there's a sale Black Friday, so a lot of people just buy things, you know, like mad. So the stock will be reduced and they'll have to replenish the stock. But with Srila Prabhupada's books and distribution of books and distribution of love of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually given us this storehouse of love of Godhead. And the more you distribute, the more it gets filled up. It's just automatic. You know, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a tank. I suppose it's a petrol tank. You fill up and then, okay, your tank is full. But with the same, you know, handle, you could fill up all the cars in the garage or something. So imagine that, you know, and only one person pays. I mean, that would be wonderful, free petrol. But, you know, just... So with Akhandadi Prabhu's idea and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, realization, every warehouse which is distributed in love of Godhead, it gets automatically refilled. This is amazing, you know. We distribute books and the mercy is just flowing and flowing and flowing. And then more mercy comes. In fact, whenever I've done any little distribution of books, somebody then remarks that, oh, you gave me the book. You feel so satisfied that actually, he's achieved something. My sister and myself, you know, we've actually cultivated, yes, that's the word, cultivated so many devotees over the years. But the basis is the books. basis is the books. So that's enough, I think, of the... No, not quite enough. Science, it's still complicated, but let's try and understand. So there are two paths. One is direct liberation, attained by a Paramatma meditator. Here in this verse, you know, they recommend that you should concentrate on the Paramatma feature. Earlier, it was on the Virat Rupa manifestation. So, universal form of the Lord. So, in the beginning, this is, you know, we are in Canto 1 and Canto 2, they are the beginning, creation, etc. We are trying to help anybody understand. If they can't understand Krishna is Bhagwan, then actually look at the rivers which are flowing, the mountains, etc. So you look at the universal form of the Lord. That is the starting point. And then once you have entered into this basics, then you can enter into Paramatma feature, which is the second here, attained by it's a direct liberation when you concentrate on the Paramatma feature. Now, one example later on in Canto 4 will come with the Dhruva Maharaj. He's been told by his spiritual master Narad Muni to meditate like this and with the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya mantra. But he was also meditating on the Paramatma feature of the Lord. And then after 6 months or 5 months, some say 5 months, anyway, he was meditating, and then he couldn't see the Lord, forearm, beautiful form of Krishna in the heart, which was described earlier, the Paramatma features. So he couldn't see, and all of a sudden, he opened his eyes, and that same feature was in front of him. Krishna comes in front of him. So, but only a pure devotee can do that. We may meditate and then next minute think that Krishna will appear. You know, at least for me, he will not appear. But anyway, for Dhruva Maharaj, he appeared straight in front of him. So that's direct liberation attained by Paramatma meditator. Also, it says in this purport, today's purport, that this material body slowly has to change to spiritual body. And then it can reach the spiritual world. So same actually with Dhruva Maharaj also, just about when he was, when the Vaikuntha Valas came to collect him. So when he steps, actually he steps on Yamaraj's head, but anyway, when he steps, he changes his material body to spiritual body. Although he's the one person who has the same body as Dhruva Maharaj, he's the same body, but it changes into spiritual body. So the whole process from now, or when we develop, we have to reduce our affection for the material body and increase service to Krishna so that we can convert from material to spiritual. This is the whole ISKCON process. And only ISKCON, I believe, have got this science perfectly organized. So, we are in the right mission. We are in the right mission. Okay, so just more, a little bit more science. So, Pradhan, you know what we just mentioned, this material world, creation of this material world. That's the first. And then, as we said earlier from the Bhagavad Gita, is Mahatattva. So, from Pradhan, we go to the Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, one of the side products is false ego, which we have, because we have three subtle things. The five material things are earth, water, fire, air, ether. And three subtle are mind, intelligence, and false ego. So those are three subtle things. So this particular yogi in Krama Mukti, which we are discussing today, from Pradhan, Mahatattva to false ego, he then goes through the earth, water, fire, air, ether. Then he reaches the Brahmaloka, which is also called Satyaloka. From that he reaches Mahaloka. From that he reaches Shishumara Loka. And then the top one is called Vaishvanara Loka. Vaishvanara Loka. So that's the process described here, and it is called Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti. So that's enough science, I think. Now let's go into Gop Kumar. I said I'll talk about quarter past, and I think it's quarter past. So Gop Kumar, he is because this is Christmas time anyway, there are so many plays and adventures, you know, everyone's talking about adventures. And so this is adventures of a devotee, a very close coward friend actually of Krishna. His name is Gop Kumar, and he's actually venturing different planets like we are describing here. So he, first of all, he goes to Swargaloka. That's his first meeting. And he meets Indra and Lord Vamandev. Indra is so kind. Normally he isn't, but because he's a little boy, I think everyone gets very in a different mood when it's a child and when it's a small boy or whatever, a small girl. So anyway, Indra says, you can take my post for a while, you know, you can just sit on here. Yes, puja. So Gop Kumar then takes the post of Indra, so he can see what he has to do, what Indra is doing actually. Then he sees the visiting sages from Mahaloka. And he joins the sages in Mahaloka. Like, you know, Govinda Prabhu, anybody goes with Harinam, you meet him, you join him, and it's ecstatic. So he sees the visiting sages from Mahaloka, and then he joins the sages, and then meets Lord Yagneshwara. He sees the visiting Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar, four Kumaras came there to visit Mahaloka, and then Gop Kumar saw Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar then takes him to Tapaloka. Pipalayana advises Gop Kumar to worship God in the heart. This is what we are discussing also here, that we have to concentrate on the Paramatma feature. So that's what's happening on that one. The Kumaras then show the forms of God within themselves. Gop Kumar sees the visiting Brahma. Now Brahma comes to this planet. So then Gop Kumar is very nice boy. So Brahma said, come to my planet. So then he goes to Brahma Loka. And then he sees Lord Mahapurush. So there he takes the post of Brahma. So again, like Indra's post, Gop Kumar actually sits on Brahma's post. So this is adventures, of Gop Kumar. He's going everywhere. And then he hears about liberation from personified Vedas. The scriptures debate about liberation and devotion. The Bhakti Shastras give their opinion. And the philosophy of difference and non-difference. Then it's specified here that devotion to Krishna is the mark of a real saint. And this is what is process in ISKCON. We just follow the process, follow Srila Prabhupada, and we can't go wrong. Gop Kumar hears about the abode of liberation. Then Mahapurush tells Gop Kumar to return to Vraja. So we are back in Vrajdham. So, Srila Prabhupada has actually told us to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri. But, there are five important things we should do. One is to chant, one is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one is to do some deity worship, read Bhagavatam regularly, and stay in a Mathura, stay in Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada has actually organized, or at that time he organized 108 temples. So now there is more than 800 temples, I believe. So in each of our ISKCON temples, we have the facility and the atmosphere of Vrindavan, and some devotees have very nicely turned the Prasadam room into Vrindavan. So we are very fortunate. We have got Vrindavan atmosphere. This temple is Vrindavan. We've got Radha Gokulananda. So, you know, we are very lucky. So we return back to Vraja. So the point about today's exercise is not to keep walking up steps. You know, in America, most of the buildings are very tall buildings. They have lifts. Some of the lifts are very quick, so you can go up, you know, very, very quickly. In Dubai also, same thing. So, but if the lift breaks down, then I don't think you're going to go 26 floor, you know, by steps. You have to, because the lift is not working. But you get tired climbing up the steps. It'll keep you fit, definitely. But that is not the point. You know, we don't want to go up the steps. We want to go in the lift. We want to go direct. And Srila Prabhupada has given us the direct process. Follow ISKCON, follow Krishna consciousness, and you'll achieve the goal. Without all this, going through seven different planets and all these things. So I will stop there. I'll talk about Shakar. Krishna, Kaliya Krishna Das. Today is disappearance of Kaliya Krishna Das. So he was a coward friend. One of the 12 Gopals. We have a Gopal here. But anyway, cowherd friend, Lavanga, his name was Lavanga. And he's known throughout the three worlds. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.5.40, just like Prahlad Maharaj, I think, remembrance. So he used to remember Krishna every moment. So he was one of these 12 Gopals. His hometown was Akai Hata, near Katwa, 2 miles away from Katwa. I've been to Katwa from Navadvip. You know, there's a railway station, very old railway station, it's still working. And I think I paid only 14 rupees. Yeah, 14 rupees or something like that to reach Katwa. I went on my own that time. And I reached Katwa. And everyone there is, you know, always saying that, have a haircut here, have a haircut, because that's where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his haircut. And the barber went ecstatic and so I think lost his mind. Anyway, so Katwa. The Kaliya Krishna Das, he worshipped a deity called Kala Chand. He's best of the Vaishnavas. And he also followed Lord Nityananda. This is referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.11.37. Kala Krishna Das, he joined Janavadevi in Katwa. There was a group of devotees with Janavadevi, Mataji, and he joined. Because Katwa, he was living about 2 miles away, so but he made effort to come and join Nityananda's group. And one thing we should note, that this Kaliya Krishna Das, he's not the person who accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the South India tour. He's not the person, just somebody else. He had 2 sons, one called Mohan Das and the other one is called Gauranga or Vrindavan Das. And his descendants live in the Sonatala village. Again, you know, that village is there now. And the descendants now celebrate his disappearance day today. So that was quite interesting fact to learn about Kaliya Krishna Das. Kaliya Krishna Das ki jai. So now we are open to questions for anybody who has simple questions. I will probably not answer any complicated questions. This is a complex subject today. Yes, Srinivas Prabhu, do we have a mic, please? Oh, okay. Mataji, you can go first. It says in English, you know, ladies first, so you might as well go.
Hare Krishna. My question was, I know you were describing the higher planetary systems, and it said that even the higher planetary systems have birth, death, old age, and disease, but then you mentioned, like, Brahmaloka, for example, doesn't have lamentation and old age. So I know that we should be aspiring to go straight to Godhead without the detour to the higher planetary systems. But then when you hear like of Satyaloka, and then even in Canto 5, like the descriptions of some of the heavenly planets are just amazing. So what's, I guess, what's the impetus to be like, actually, I'm not going to make that detour. I'm going to aspire straight to go to Godhead, because even from Satyaloka, it said that you can progress to Krishna consciousness.
So what is your question? Should we go direct to Krishna, or should we take part in Satyaloka?
Yeah, so like, why would someone choose to say, oh, let me go straight to Godhead, without saying maybe, oh, actually, I want to just see what Satyaloka is like and then progress from there to go to Godhead?
Okay. I don't know whether this is the right answer, but for example, you know, people want to go to America, Australia, here, there, everywhere. They do go, spend money, you know. This is, but I don't know, because of COVID or new rules now because of South Africa virus, they may not be going anywhere. Nobody will be going anywhere. But anyway, just try and resort back 2 years before COVID. People used to go and, you know, travel, yes? But they have no idea about Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri. They have no idea. So, ISKCON devotees have some idea. Even if they come to the temple, this 800 temples now, the atmosphere in the ISKCON temples is different to visiting, you know, the parliament, houses of parliament, River Thames. You come to London, you don't come to the manor, or you don't go to Soho Street temple. Only devotees know they are missing out. I did go to Australia, and I looked up the Back to Godhead magazine. I knew exactly where the next ISKCON center is, etc. And I made a special effort. The taxi driver said, it's miles away. Why you want to go there? But he didn't realize that I want to go and see the temple. So similarly, you can go to through all this, and hopefully you can also, like Gop Kumar, you know, take position of Brahma. It doesn't matter, you know, boy or girl, ladies. It's a post. So you can actually stay there. But Brahmaloka is so, you know, obviously it's nice and everything, but people stay there for millions of years. Millions of billions of years. And the thing about material world, that's the topmost, Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. When you finish your pious activities, you know, you have a bank balance, or you have £1,000 or something. Once you spend money, and it reduces to zero, you have to start earning again, or ask for help. And same thing here. Once you finish your pious credits, then you have to come down from Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, back to earth and start all over again. We don't want to do that. We want to get out of the cycle of birth, deaths, old age and disease. I know in Brahmaloka, okay, there is no birth, death and this, but still, you have to come down and then start again and then go again. So, it makes sense to go direct into... it says, even if you go to Brahmaloka, when there is a devastation at the end, then you join Lord Brahma to Vaikuntha. So it's okay, but it's a sort of indirect way. Why do you like that, you know? Why not go direct? ISKCON is very nice, simple, pure and simple. Go direct. Why go around in circles? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
You know the example of Gop Kumar?
Yes.
He was asked to give knowledge to this Brahmana,
yes,
from Mathura, right?
Yes.
And this Brahmana was given a mantra, and he went to many holy places, but he didn't have the proper knowledge. So Radharani told Gop Kumar to give that Brahmana the knowledge, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, that's why he took a longer journey, because he didn't have proper knowledge.
Yes.
We got the proper knowledge.
Yes.
So we don't have to go like Gop Kumar, we can go direct.
Yes. The whole process of Gop Kumar was to teach us. And I don't know, somehow that Krishna gave me, or Paramatma gave me the idea to relate the two stories, because it's very relevant to this verse. Very, very relevant. See, no need to go through step by step. No need. We can go direct. Process is easy. Simple for the simple-minded. Isn't it? Prabhupada says simple for the simple-minded. So we try and be simple, you know, and just follow the process. Make sense? And we have a brilliant, you know, this Brihat Mridanga is by Gopi Parat, you know. I've got it written down because it's a difficult name to pronounce. Ah, sorry. Gopi Paradana. 1 minute, I'll tell you. Here it is. Gopi Paradana. Gopi Paradana. Das. Srimad, Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Okay? Of Srila Sanatana Goswami Maharaj. And this one is in part 2, The Glories of Golak. So that was my reference. Any questions? Sankit Prabhu, you have a question? Mataji there would like to speak.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, I just popped in my head when you mentioned the difference between the different types of oceans, and then you talked about the covering of the material universe is material,
yes. Yeah.
And the there's oceans that are spiritual. Would you be able to say a bit more about that? It popped in my head, like, what's the difference? How can you tell what actually is spiritual water, and how does it affect in view of the difference between that and material water?
Yes. It is in the purport that the causal ocean, water, is spiritual. And the covering of the universe is material. So it's just a different layer. You know, for example, you know, space travel, NASA and all this. So they send something, some shuttle to the moon, for example. So when they do the shuttle, the actual aerospace rocket, they have 1, 2, 3 different parts usually. And then it gets blasted with so much energy, so much heat. It's like fire, too much fire. It needs a lot of energy to get it off the ground. Yeah, a bit like, you know, fireworks display. You know, you lighters, small fireworks, and then it goes up. But you have to start the fire from the bottom. So it was similar like this. You go, and then the third part, after a while, the third part is detached after it reaches a certain layer. So you've seen this, I'm sure you've seen this. So then as it goes further and further, the second part also disappears, and only the first part is left. So similarly here, we have these different layers. And then you have to go through one layer to the other, to the other, to the other. And finally, this covering of the universe. The water there is nice water, but it's not spiritual water. And then after crossing that, then you come to the causal ocean, where Mahavishnu lies. He lies in the causal ocean. So that's spiritual. Then you start. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, I was just like curious, like, what does that... I know Mahavishnu lays in the water, but the quality of that water, how is it different from the material water?
Yeah, because Mahavishnu is there, it's spiritual. maybe Adi Purush wants to speak a comment. Adi Guru, yeah. Sorry.
Oh. So this world's all made of atoms.
Yes.
So some of the atoms act like water, some of them act like land, some of them act like air. So we experience it as water, but it's actually just atoms. By Krishna's arrangement, it acts as water. So, you know, Lord Ram, he can throw stones to float on the water because he knows how to adjust the atomic structure. So in the spiritual world, everything's spiritual, but it acts like water, acts like land, acts like trees. And you have to find out what it's like when you go there. He can't describe it to you now.
Yeah, I'm not experienced. But these atoms, the thing is Sri Rudrakshaya Vishnu, he's present in every atom. You see, so we have to look at all these three Vishnus. And the one we want to meditate upon, if you want to meditate upon Paramatma, then you have to follow what Dhruva Maharaj did. See, so we have examples in the Bhagavatam about Paramatma and this. But better just stick with what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, that is the highest, the Madhurya Ras, right? For us fallen souls. So we should just follow in the footsteps of Radharani, or just when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare is Radharani. So we got it all linked scientifically. We just follow the process, and simple as that. I think we can't go wrong. This is my humble request to all of us, all of you and me especially, that I have to follow the process and follow it strictly and properly. Any other fresh questions? You gave a wonderful class yesterday, but Srila Prabhupada mentions the last verse, last sentence, that this you cannot find happiness in this material world. You know, that's not possible. What is it? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It is temporary and full of distress and misery.
Good question. For a devotee to get to Bhagavan realization, does a devotee have to go through Brahman realization and Paramatma realization? Or can a devotee just jump straight to Bhagavan realization?
Our process is just straight to Bhagavan. You don't need to do anything else. ISKCON process is direct process.
I mean, our process is direct, but you know, when we do it, do we get these realizations? Do we have to like go through those realizations? It's like, say you're chanting Hare Krishna, before you're going to see Krishna, you see the Brahman effulgence, and then later on you'll see Paramatma, then later on you'll see Bhagavan, or is it just straight to Bhagavan?
Straight. Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the straight process. So a neophyte devotee, in fact, experiences this. He comes here and he sweeps up the floors, temple room or whatever, but because he's hearing the chanting and all this thing, some of them are actually pure devotees already, or they think they are pure devotees. And this is what happens, because they are realizing Krishna. They come here and they see, especially if you are from the eastern sort of background and you see Krishna and then you see the devotees dancing, you can be straight up there. You don't know. Even Krishna might be testing us. He may be within, our group present. He disguises himself in anything. He might be here and we don't know. We don't know he is present. You see, I don't know. Okay, I'm finishing on that angle. Is that okay? Yes? One point, okay.
This, Govinda said that, for example, Brahmavadis, they know that absolute truth is made of three, but they decide to focus on Brahman. It's a matter of focus. Where devotees, they know also it's three, but they focus on Bhagavan, Supreme. So that's a matter of focus. So you don't see that it's important so much other aspects.
You're right. Bhagavan, the Brahma, effulgence. It's effulgence, Brahma.
Yeah, we can
reach.
We know that, but we don't aspire.
Yeah, but we don't aspire for that. Because we are very lucky. Bhagavan includes Brahma and Paramatma. So when we've got everything, it's like, I think Srila Prabhupada mentioned, when you got $1 million, you don't worry about 10 or 100. So we are very lucky, we've got Chintamani. So we are in that.
If you consider it supreme, you focus on that. So yes. By some fault, they focus on Brahman, and they end up there. So whatever you worship, you go there. That's
Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, but we can go straight to Krishna. Why go to Brahma and wait for billions of years and then reach?
It's stuck there also. So if you, like lady mentioned, if you have some desire to see Brahmaloka, it's not yet pure desire. So opulence is so amazing there that you may get stuck there.
Yes.
And also you have to cultivate devotional service to be able to go with Brahma further. Even yes. Brahma, if he's not devotee, you have to come back. So It's all dangerous. And then layers, yesterday I mentioned, layers are so opulent, yeah. Much more amazing than Brahmaloka itself. So may get stuck a little bit there for a while. So
all this, Taranga Prabhu, you are right. But it depends on our desire. You see, if your desire is to enjoy separately from Krishna, then in fact, he will guide you. As it says in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, if you want to go and worship a demigod and go to his planet, Brahma is one of the chief demigods. Lord Shiva is the captain of the ship, you know, there. But Brahma is the, you know, revered. So, but in the Gita it says, you want to go to a demigod's planet, you can. You want to come to my planet, you can.
It's a planet. You know that Lord Brahma went to Krishna and then he got in trouble, so it doesn't make any sense to want to go to Brahma's planet and visit. In that curiosity, if we can go straight to see Krishna, then maybe we even see Lord Brahma, but we see him in the context of with Krishna there. So I'm not sure it's like, it doesn't seem worth it in that context.
You're right. Okay, shall we close? It's time for breakfast, late breakfast. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.